Jesse and I are with you this morning, and now it's been good news the last couple of days. We're seeing the Hunter River at Singleton drop lower and lower. To give us the very latest from the Singleton SES unit, I'm joined by Simone Burrow. Simone, how are you doing this morning?
I am well, thank you, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what's the latest reading on the Hunter River this morning?
So our latest reading, that the bomb is issued at about 8:30. It has us sitting at 9.99, so just nicely below the 10-metre mark, which is fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. So I guess it's expected to just continue dropping from there?
Yes, yes. We should be able to just watch it slowly fall and fall now over the next few days, and eventually it'll come back to normal. We'll start to see our parks and ovals and things start to reopen, and some of those local roads should hopefully start to reopen as well.
There is so much water sitting around Singleton. I was looking at some photos that a photographer did on Facebook, and there is just an incredible amount of water around.
Yes, yes, there was. And there was definitely lots of people around, walking around the levee bank and things, just having a bit of a look at where it had all pooled. So thankfully all of those areas are below the levee.
Yeah.
So those roads and those parks, we do know that they go under. Lots of the sheds there were all prepared. They'd moved a lot of their things up just in case the water rose a bit higher. But yes, we were definitely soaked.
Yeah. And the Singleton SES crew, you guys have been at the shed manning it 24/7, but now you're just on call essentially, I guess?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You'll still see some of our members around town and kind of at the shed at different times throughout the day. But now to reach us, you'll have to call 132500. And, we're kind of spending a little bit of time at home with our families while we've got the chance. We do still have crews out in the Lambs Valley, Hillsborough area, doing the ferry service for the next couple of days, whatever the conditions allow us to, so that we're definitely still out and about. You just won't be able to pop in and talk to us at the shed as easily as you could the last couple of days.
Yeah. Tell us about the putty area. I know that the last couple of days the SES has been taking some supplies to those guys. How's it looking out there at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're hoping to start to see the same conditions that we're seeing here, seeing some of those areas, the waterfall and some of those areas become a little bit more accessible. It will take a little bit longer than what it will take us here in Singleton, and they kind of were isolated, obviously, before we started to see the water, but we've had some really, really fantastic feedback, which you'll kind of see pop up on our Facebook page a little bit later in the day from one of the families out there that were just so appreciative of what we were able to do. And we were even really lucky that some of our volunteers were able to personally hand deliver these supplies. So our volunteers were on the phone organising their groceries for them, and they were the ones that got to go in the helicopter and deliver these supplies. So it was really nice for our volunteers and also for these people to kind of put a face to the name of what happens behind the scenes. It doesn't always get to happen that way.
Yeah.
So we were just very lucky and very thankful.
Oh, that's awesome. And you guys have had some amazing support from the community over the last few days as well. You had one of the local footy teams come and help you with sandbags.
Yes, on Tuesday afternoon we were actually contacted by the Singleton Roosters under 15's AFL team, and they came along to fill some sandbags for us on Tuesday. So they were there for about an hour, and from start to finish they did not stop. So they filled about 4 pallets worth of sandbags for us. So that's over 150 sandbags. And we were really lucky that they actually came along, because it was not long after that that we had to start issuing some of these evacuation warnings that we had in place.
Mm.
And the community came and collected just about all of these sandbags within about an hour of the team leaving. So, yeah, we were really lucky and really thankful to have those guys come along on Tuesday. And it's great to see the community getting involved and being able to support us where they can. So we're very, very thankful. We also had some deliveries of some nice home-baked biscuits, which also went down a treat after dinner on Tuesday night.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Simone, we can't thank myself and the whole community, yourself and the whole SES team in Singleton and right across the state for what you guys are doing. You know, when we're going through these situations when sometimes it can be life-threatening, you can be cut off from everybody by something you can't even control, you guys are always there to help. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much. And just a very quick thank you to our volunteers' families as well. It's been a long few days, and there's been some uncertainty, obviously, about when we'll be home and what's going on. So we're just very, very thankful that they're patient with us and that they allow us to do what we do as well. So thank you, and thank you to the community, not just the Singleton community, but all the communities surrounding for your support over the last few days. It's been really, really good.
Oh, Simone, enjoy today with your lovely daughter, who I can hear in the background there. We'll catch up with you soon.
I know, she misses Mum. It's been a few days, so we're about to go to swimming lessons, so some normality will be nice.
Oh, fantastic. Simone, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Jess.